You do messed up characters really well.
Thank you. I really like messy characters. I like people that are, you know, to show all of the things that don't seem to jibe, and yet they do. I like people who are living, such as, it sounds a cliche, living on the edge, but people who are living at a crossroads, who don't know which end is up half the time, and are concerned that they don't know how they're going to make it work. That they want to be something they aren't right now. You know, people start thinking that character is about, you know, what a person looks like or what their tastes are, but it's really, I mean, that's characterization, but real character is about what happens when somebody is up against the wall and being squashed, and what they do under pressure. So to me, it's the most fun to write a character under pressure.
Sammy is not living with either of her parents.
Yeah, she has just left home because her mother, Marlene, is basically a really crappy hustler. She was never very good at it, and she tends to drink, and she's not focused, and her emotions get the better of her, and she usually wants to do things sort of quick and dirty rather than behaving like a professional, the way Sammy's father likes to do things. Sammy's father has been in jail. Her mother has become more and more depressed and is suicidal, and she doesn't feel like there's any point in being with Marlene anymore. If she's going to kill herself, she can do it on her own time. Sammy just, you know, she feels like she's had it. And she also has, you know, become fascinated with these kids around her that have their own family in a born-again Christian community, because they seem all sparkly and spearmint fresh and happy. And they're not, they don't seem to be under any kind of pressure. And it feels like a beautiful escape in a way, even though she thinks they're kind of pussies.
She's named after her father, mm-hmm. which the more it went along and the more I found out about Sam, it's like, yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Big narcissist.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Sam, the father, is completely self-absorbed, a complete narcissist, all concerned with making a buck, doing the smart hustle, doing things professionally, being a professional card sharp. Everything else can go to hell.
Including his daughter.
Including his daughter, yeah.
Who, yeah, I really loathed and despised him by the end. For a while it was like, because he had kind of a, I don't know, I kept hearing the theme from The Sting playing
right.
in my head, and I was like, oh, lovable kind of con man sweeps in, and but it just got...
Yeah, we tend to romanticize con artists and hustlers from what we see in the movies. You know, they're all going to be Paul Newman and Robert Redford. But a person who is able to do that for a living their entire lives has to be someone who is pathological. I mean, you can't have any conscience. Otherwise, you'd be wincing all the time and worrying about, you know, gee, I can't cheat this guy. He's a priest. And there's a lot of gambling, you know what I mean? There's, you know, there's all kinds of people who are kind, gentle people who just happen to have addictions. And, you know, if you're a hustler, that's the thing you're looking for. You're looking for to take advantage of that. The last time I saw my father, about 8 years ago, he was asking me if I'd seen Rounders, and saying, you know, in that movie, they make it seem like, you know, the only guys who get taken are the bad ones, that, you know, some kind of evil guy. But in real life, it's the good ones that get taken. I took a lot of good guys. And I said, yeah, I know you did.
Okay, you just opened a big can of worms there, kid. So.
Well, my father was a con artist, and that's where I got, you know, that, you know, he's the jumping off point for it. I never was involved in any of the hustles like Sammy. My mother was never a con artist, but she had always a taste for, men that were walking on the wild side, if you will. So yeah, my father was a hustler. He never had as he put it, I never carried a bologna bucket in my life.
That line is his?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sorry, I'm still reeling from that, because I had put it down to your consummate research skills.
No, the way I'm able to write that slang is because I grew up with it. So, you know, some of it I didn't hear till much older. When I had lunch with my father's brother a few years ago, and I said something about my dad being a gambler, and he said, he's not a gambler. It's not a gambler when you bring a cooler into the game. And I didn't know what a cooler was, and one of my cousins was there, and I said, what's a cooler? And he kind of kicked me under the table, and she got up, and as soon as she was gone, he said, a cooler's a stacked deck. It's a fixed deck. And I said, okay. I just hadn't heard the word yet. So he said, yeah, I mean, he's a mechanic. And I said, yeah. And he said, so, I mean, he's so good. He can just slip their deck up one sleeve and his down the other, and you wouldn't know he was doing it if he told you he was doing it when he was doing it. He could have taken it and become a magician, but instead he became a card sharp. But he would, you know, he was a hustler since he was young. He ditched me in real life by the end, and dinner never happened, and I was absolutely crushed. But after enough time went by, I thought, well, he's the gift that keeps on giving. I may as well, maybe why not write it?
One Good Hustle, One Good Book. Well done.
Thank you very much.
The book is One Good Hustle. I've been speaking with the author, Billy Livingston, and One Good Hustle, published by Random House of Canada.